In early December, doctors from across the Navajo Nation spoke in a live stream town hall event. They described an utter crisis.
What we know
crisis.
Is that our hospital beds are full.
What we see is really unprecedented.
We're competing for oxygen supplies.
COVID-19 has wrought unfathomable devastation on the Navajo Nation. The reservation has about 170,000 residents. One out of every 140 of them has died of the virus over the past year. That rate of death is three times Arizona's. It's higher than that of any country in the world. But a year into the pandemic, the Navajo Nation has managed a dramatic turnaround in its outbreak and is now outpacing Arizona in administering vaccines.
We didn't feel sorry for ourselves or give up. We utilized the limited resources that we've had. Stretched it.
Jonathan Nez is president of the Navajo Nation. He says when the pandemic hit, his community was already facing barriers to health care. Many Navajo get health care through the federal Indian Health Service, but decades of underfunding of that agency have contributed to widespread health issues that made Native Americans vulnerable to COVID-19, according to Agnes Atakai. She's a member of the Navajo Nation and oversees health disparities outreach at the University of Arizona.
You had a population who had suffered one of the top rates of diabetes and heart disease and lung disease.
But treaty agreements that give many tribes a federal health system also grant powers of tribal self-governance. And President Nez's strict response to the pandemic stands in stark contrast to that of many U.S. lawmakers, including Governor Ducey. Arizona's stay-at-home order lasted about 6 weeks last spring. The Navajo Nation has been under various lockdowns or curfews for much of the past year. Arizona never had a statewide mask requirement, and Ducey prohibited city or county mask orders until mid-June. By that point, Nez had already been requiring masks on the Navajo Nation for 2 months.
If you look off the Navajo Nation, people would see mask as a political statement. Here on Navajo, wearing a mask is just showing that you are a warrior and that you're helping yourself and your community.
Nez points out the U.S. has seen three waves of the virus. The Navajo Nation has seen only two. In fact, while cases surged across Arizona in June, cases on the reservation were declining. But by late fall, cases were rising again on the reservation and statewide. Nez responded with more curfews. Arizona kept most businesses open, even as the outbreak soared past previous records.
It has been a struggle. Some jurisdictions around us do not have the same strict protocols.
Nez acknowledges his policies have brought a major economic blow to his tribe, which had high unemployment even before the pandemic. Beneath many of Nez's social media posts, you can find Navajo commenters frustrated by prolonged shutdowns. But Nez's actions have won the praise of health experts. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, even appeared in one of Nez's videos to say Navajo policies could be a model for the country.
You have proven that when you do these public health measures, you can turn around a serious surge of infection.
Navajo virus cases peaked in late November, leveled off through December, then started falling significantly in early January. Over that same time period, average new daily cases for Arizona increased more than 150%. Now, nearly a third of tribal members have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Statewide, just 20% of Arizonans have had a shot. Nez live streams from vaccination events around the reservation several times a week.
740 shots are available here at Salem.
Agnes Atakai with the University of Arizona says even though the Indian Health Service is chronically underfunded, its direct ties to the federal government and wide network within tribal communities gave it an advantage for distributing vaccines quickly. But she also credits the Navajo people.
Because of the care that Native Americans have for elders, for family members, the community was seen more important versus the individual.
Atakai says after a tragic year, everyone in her community understands what's at stake. Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.